Damn it. The wind's getting so much stronger. I can hardly see a thing. Hey, what's that? There's something up ahead of us. Come on, don't slow down. It looks like there's a cabin. Let's go check it out. Maybe we'll get lucky and someone will be home. And they'll let us wait out the storm inside. Whoa, easy. Don't worry, I've got you. Just hold on to me, okay? We're almost there. I know you're tired. But the storm's getting worse. If we turn back now, we could really be stuck out here. So come on. Alright. That's it. One foot in front of the other. We made it. Hello? Is anybody in there? Damn it. It looks pretty empty. The door's locked. What should I do? It'll be okay, don't worry. I'm not gonna let you freeze to death out here. Wait a minute. It looks like there's a crowbar over there. I'm gonna use it to pry the door open. I know it's breaking and entering, but what choice do we have? You really want to sit out here and freeze to death overnight? I'm sure the owners will understand. Now just wait here. I got it. Alright. Help me push this. On three, ready? One, two, three. We did it. Come on, hurry, get in. Holy hell. Damn, no electricity. And no running water either. Not that I expected any less. There's a fireplace. Well, at least we have that. Let's see. It might also be gas-powered, but I guess that doesn't really matter too much. As long as I can get it to turn on. The switch is right there. Oh, I see it. That little black knob at the bottom. Alright, stand back. Up just a little more. Perfect. Looks like we got a fire. Oh, thank God. Come here. Take your gloves off. And get yourself warm. There you go. Your hands are like ice. Let me help. Get them nice and close to the fire. You'll get warm in no time, I promise. Huddled together. Sure, I guess we can do that. Man, just look out there. There's probably going to be another 6 inches on the ground by morning. Just our luck. Don't worry. I'm sure the others made it back to the hotel. I was able to at least send out one text message before I lost service. And it looked like it was received, so they know that we're all right. All we can do now is wait out the storm till morning. And then get back out there. Maybe try to get back to the road. Oh, man. There's no way in hell I'm going on this ski trip again next year. This is just way too scary for me. I already hate the cold, and I'm not the biggest fan of snow. And talk about adding insult to injury. As soon as we got to the bottom of the mountain, the storm hit. Hey, it'll be all right. I promise. You're safe with me. But I'm sorry about your friends. You probably would have rather have got stuck with them, huh? It's okay, I won't be offended. Oh yeah? You're actually glad you got stuck with me, huh? Well, that's a plus, I guess. And don't worry about our gear. It should be fine outside. Besides, that stuff's replaceable. You and me aren't. Oh, thank you. I'm okay, though, really. You don't have to try to warm me up. I suppose. We can keep each other warm, then. Actually, here. I'm gonna take a few layers off. It'll help us to stay warmer if we just use our body heat. Is that okay? Alright, as long as you're fine with it. Man, why did I have to wear so much? I've got my jacket, a sweater, a long sleeve shirt, and a tank top underneath that. I guess it doesn't hurt to be prepared, huh? That's a little better. Just huddle up next to me. With both of our body heat together, we should be able to stay pretty warm throughout the night. What time is it? Seriously? My watch says it's only 8 p.m. Oh, it's gonna be a long night. I guess we should probably find a way to entertain ourselves to pass the time. You want to know more about me? What on earth for? Oh, I guess that's true. We don't really talk too much at school, do we? Even though we have a lot of the same classes. But there's not really too much to know about me. Why don't you tell me a little bit about you? Something that I don't know. Do you have any hobbies outside of school? Oh? Well, that's cool. What about me? Well, I don't really have too many hobbies outside school. I mean, I guess I really like to draw. I've been drawing since I was really young. I actually got pretty good at it. So good at it, in fact, that I used to want to be a tattoo artist. Oh, this? No. I didn't tattoo this one myself. But the one on my foot I did. And the one on my ankle. I even tattooed a couple of my friends. But I ended up giving up on that. Why? I don't really know. I guess I just didn't think I could go anywhere with it, or make a living. Silly, I know. I can do anything I put my mind to. Well, listen to you being all positive. But you're not wrong. I probably could have had a little bit of fun with it if I would have tried. But that's the typical me. I always start something and I never finish it. But anyway. Tell me more about you. Do you have any siblings? Oh, nice. What about your parents? Are they together or separated? I see. Well, sounds like you've got a lot going on. What? My family? Well, I mean, I have a family. They're just... it's complicated. You really want to know more about me, don't you? All right. But you can't tell anyone. I never really talked too much about myself at school. Not even my friends really know that much about me. And I want to keep it that way, okay? Promise me. Alright. Well, my parents are divorced. And my mom's remarried. But she moved to another state. With her new husband. I mean, my stepdad. And my biological dad, well... he's still around. He's just a raging alcoholic. My parents divorced when I was pretty young. Because my dad was... I don't know. Very abusive, I guess. Him and my mom would fight a lot. Lots of yelling and screaming and throwing things. My dad used to come home from work really, really drunk. And everybody knew it as soon as he walked in the door. He would just start yelling. I also have a sister that's older than me. And then a little sister and a little brother. My dad got home from work really late one night. And we were all in bed asleep. Then I woke up to the sound of glass breaking and yelling. He started taking out every light bulb in the house and smashing them all in the sink. Just because we left the hallway light on and he wanted to save on electricity or something. It scared the heck out of my little sister and brother. They were both crying. And of course my older sister was nowhere to be seen. She typically would go stay at friends' houses because my dad would always target her for some reason. I think it's just because she was the oldest. And that wasn't even the worst night. There was one time when he shut the power off to the entire house when my little brother was a baby. And he was at the very top of the stairs. As soon as I saw my dad flicking off the lights, I already knew what was about to happen. Then I heard the thumping of my brother falling down the stairs. He got 2 staples in his head that night. My dad was a self-employed contractor. And my mom worked at a grocery store. She had to work full-time to help pay for rent and bills and stuff. Since my dad would blow all of his money on booze. So I didn't really get to spend any time with either of my parents, really. Since they were both always working. And when they weren't working, they were fighting. It was just never-ending stress. It got so bad to the point where both my sisters stopped being home. And I would always have to break up the fights. I would typically stand in between my mom and dad to keep them from, you know, hurting each other. And then I would always set my dad down and give him a lecture. I felt like I was more grown up than either of them. I was glad when they finally divorced. It meant that the fighting could finally stop. Not that it did, of course. My dad moved back into the trailer park where we grew up. And my mom and the rest of us stayed in the family house. Before my parents were even divorced, I walked in on my dad with another woman. I was so mad. I took a bat to his car windshield and left him a note. I know it was wrong of me, but a part of me wanted my parents to work it out. And him doing that before the divorce was finalized just put a nail further in his coffin. He wasn't even mad at me about it. In fact, he was more understanding than anything else. And luckily, he knew a little bit about cars, so he just replaced his own windshield. Practically for free. But as things stand right now, I don't really talk to my dad. And when I do, all he does is cry. Talk about all his regrets. And he's always drunk still, too. He ended up selling the trailer and moving out to a cabin that he bought. With money he got when my grandma died. Money that was supposed to go to all the grandkids. But of course he squandered it all to himself, and bought some cabin in the middle of nowhere. Actually, his cabin's a lot like this one. Ironic, isn't it? I haven't seen him in years. And now all of a sudden I'm worried about him when me and you are stuck in the middle of a snowstorm. You're sorry? What the hell for? Hey, stop that. It's nobody's fault that my childhood was shit. And that I'm alone right now. But I'm happy living on my own. I don't need my mom or my dad. What about my siblings? Well, my older sister's on the run for assaulting a police officer. She's actually been in jail at least 4 times because of drugs. I've tried to help her a bunch. But nothing I did was ever good enough. She also had several kids that my mom has custody of now. My younger sister is living with my mom. With her son and also trying to get herself back on her feet. She also had been to jail a few times for stealing. And my younger brother still lives with my mom as well. He also moved when she did. Both my sisters were actually in jail when she left and sold the family house. She just said she was done with all the drama. I used to feel like she had just abandoned us. And her responsibility to look after her kids, considering both my sisters were in jail. She left it to me to break the news to them when they got out that they didn't have a home to go back to, and that they had to stay with my dad. That wasn't very fun. Then, after a few months of that, I was finally able to talk to both of their parole officers and get them to move in with my mom. She wasn't too happy about it, but it was her own illegal obligation. In my opinion, she had it coming. But now she's happy to have them there. Even though she wasn't at first, she moved away to retire after all. And now she's raising my sister's kids, while my sister's running amok. I try to stay out of their business as much as I can. I do send them gifts for holidays, though. It's actually been 3 years, I think, since I've seen my mom. It's crazy. I'd love to go out and visit her sometime. But I have my own life here. And this place is where I grew up. I can't just leave like she did. There's a lot of stuff I love about this place. I mean, besides the snow. But listen to me. Rambling on about myself. I didn't want to tell you any of this in the first place, and now I can't shut up about it. I mean, I guess it does feel kind of good to talk to someone. It's hard not having any family here anymore, other than my dad. But since he and I aren't really on speaking terms, I haven't gotten to see him either. I guess it gets lonely. Anyway, it's fine, don't worry about it. I keep myself busy with work and school, so it's nothing I can't handle. Hey, don't feel bad. I already told you, it's just life. I mean, everyone's got baggage, right? Even you. This kind of stuff is what makes us who we are. If not for growing up around my mom, watching her work her ass off all the time just to make ends meet, keep the roof over our heads, I wouldn't be as driven as I am now. I graduated high school because of my mom, And now I'm going to a great college. And I'm making lots of new friends here, including you. So it's worth it. That and I've got my own things I've been working on, too. I run several online businesses, and I'm doing pretty good for myself. I mean, hell, I had my first job at 16, as my elementary school janitor. Then after that, I started getting jobs in housekeeping. I worked at a bunch of hotels, old folks' homes. I've also worked in retail, too. I've worked at almost every grocery store. I'm also really good at art. Drawing and singing and writing. I've got a couple of books that I've been working on. So don't worry. I'm a jack of all trades. I'm doing great. And I've got tons of different things I can fall back on if any of my other projects don't work out. You want to hear about my book? Which one? I'm working on quite a few, actually. Well, the first one I started working on years ago is going to be a series of books. But the main character is a demon king. I don't want to tell you too much about it because I don't want to spoil anything, but it's pretty good. Then the next book I've been working on is about a mermaid in the Gulf of Mexico. I actually got inspired from this book when I used to be in Florida. I lived in Tampa, pretty close to the beach, for a while. I remember going to sleep at night, and the whole room always feeling like it was swaying, like I was still floating in the water. I spent a lot of time on that beach. I actually used to dream about the mermaid. She would always be calling me, trying to lure me out to the beach at night and into the pitch black ocean. I was actually close enough to the beach to walk every day, only a few blocks down the street. I used to sit out there and watch the sunset too, with family that still lives out there. So I easily could have made the mistake of going into the water at night. But the mermaid out there, she used to talk to me through my mind. She told me that she was the last one of her kind. I really don't want to spoil that book too much for you either, but you kind of get the idea. And my third book is about a hybrid boy. He goes on quite a few adventures, and that's also going to be another book series. I know, right? I've got a lot that I want to do. But anyway, what's something that you're working on? Do you have any, like, goals or anything? Oh, yeah? Whoa, that's awesome. How cool. That'll be fun for you. Just promise me you won't give up on it, alright? Follow your dreams, and do what makes you happy. That's the best advice I can give you. I mean, it is what I'm doing, and I refuse to give up until I reach my goals. What's so funny? You got super giggly all of a sudden. You think I'm much cuter now? Wait, what? What does that mean? Something to confess? Sure, go ahead. What do you mean? You have a crush on me? Wait, are you for real? Since when? Since we met back in high school. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. I must seem like an idiot to you. You've probably been dropping me all these subtle hints and I didn't have a clue. I've just been so caught up in my own thing that I didn't even think that anybody... I mean, noticed me in that way. Since I'm always working or studying. And we hardly ever get to hang out anymore. Apart from this school trip that went completely wrong. Is that why your face has been red this entire time? 'Cause you've been blushing? Oh. Wow. I really am dense. Look. I appreciate that you have those feelings for me. And it's not that I don't. I mean, I do, I just... None of my past relationships have ever really gone well. And I'm so busy all the time. I don't even know if I'd even be around for you when you needed me. But believe me when I tell you that I do like you. And I actually had a little crush on you too for a while. But I didn't want to hurt you or get your hopes up. So I chose not to act on it. I don't know if you remember, but it was when we had art together, and you and I got put together on the same project. We both would come in after school to spin on the pottery wheel, and we had a lot of time to be alone together. You told me all kinds of things about yourself that I didn't know, kind of like what I'm doing to you now. And that was when I really started to fall for you. I'm sorry I didn't tell you back then. I was just so scared. I thought there's no way that someone like you could want to be with someone like me. I mean, look at me. I'm a walking train wreck. I mean, yeah, it seems like I'm popular at school. Everyone always wants to talk to me and hang out. Just because I seem like the cool, quiet type. And I don't really tell too many people about myself. But that's all just an act. I'm just pretending to be the cool kid. When I'm really not. I always seemed cool to you. Even before the tattoos and piercings, huh? Well, I'm glad. That's good to know. And thank you for telling me that you have a crush on me. But I don't know where you want to go from here. I already told you I'm not the most reliable. You want to give it a try? Wait, are you serious? Like for real? What if I disappoint you? And I can't keep my promises. What if I don't show up for birthdays or anniversaries because I'm too caught up in work? And you're alone all the time. And what if I don't... I guess that answers that. You really don't care about all that other stuff, do you? You just want to be with me. Are you sure? I come with a lot of baggage. So I understand if you don't want to help me carry my burdens. Not a lot of people would. I can't believe this. You're serious, aren't you? No, it's just... I'm a little bit in shock, I guess. Yes. From now on, the two of us are officially dating. Is that okay? I promise. I'm gonna do everything I can to make you happy. No one's perfect, huh? Yeah, I guess that's true. But you are perfect for me. You always have been. I'm sorry that it took me this long to realize that. And thank you for giving me this chance. I promise I won't fuck it up. We should try and get some sleep. And if you really want, I can tell you a little bit more about myself tomorrow. How does that sound? All right. And hey, call me Aki. Good night, then. My new partner in crime. I'll see you in the morning. Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.